Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now. I know who I play for. We've been walking this journey together, from rebuke to rest, from release to rule, from calm to creation. And now we step into the next phase, overflow. But hear me, overflow is not random. It doesn't fall out of the sky. Overflow is order. It's the result of structure, stewardship, and spiritual readiness. It's what happens when your inner world finally matches what you've been praying for. Most people think overflow is excess, but spiritually, overflow is evidence. Evidence that your vessel has been expanded enough to hold more. So today's sacred rebuke is simple. Stop asking for overflow if you refuse the order it requires. For a long time, I prayed for more. More clients, more opportunities, more impact, more income. And I was ready for it. I was disciplined. I always have been. Sometimes leading on the rigid side, because that's what I was taught good looked like. Good girls plan ahead. Good women keep it together. Good leaders never drop a ball. So I did everything I was supposed to do. And yet there were seasons when the doors didn't open, or they opened and quickly shut. I couldn't understand it. I wasn't lazy. Wasn't inconsistent. I was living right, praying right, working right. So what was wrong? That's when I started seeing the distortion. Because many of us, especially women raised on faith, were taught to equate goodness with denial. To be a good woman, a good wife, a good Christian, often meant being quiet. Don't question. Don't want too much. Don't shine too bright. We were trained to stay grateful, but never grand. To stay humble, even if it meant small. And when we followed those invisible rules, the world clapped, but our spirit shrank. I thought I was being obedient, when in reality, I was being overmanaged by doctrine. I thought I was walking in order, but I was actually walking in inherited limitation. Because here's the thing about distortion. It hides inside devotion. You think you're doing a holy thing, but you're really just repeating a learned powerlessness. I thought I was aligned. I prayed. I tithed. I served. I built systems, kept my word, did the work, all of it. But still, sometimes it felt like heaven was on pause. I used to believe things were being withheld from me, that maybe someone else was standing in the way, or that I hadn't yet proven I could handle more. But what I've come to understand is this. It wasn't that God was withholding. It was that I was still holding beliefs that contradicted what I said I wanted. I had internalized lessons that made smallness sound sacred. And even though I was organized, ambitious, and faithful, a part of me still believed that overflow was something I had to earn. Here's the sacred rebuke. You can't earn what already belongs to you. You can only allow it. Discipline was never my problem. Permission was. I knew how to obey, but I had to learn how to receive. Because the good girl script will have you following every rule but missing every revelation. It will have you working hard to serve what grace has already delivered. Overflow comes when you rewrite that script. When you realize order isn't submission to systems, it's surrender to truth. It's not about shrinking to fit. It's about structuring to flourish. So now, when I say overflow is order, I'm not talking about more spreadsheets or stricter routines. I'm talking about divine reordering, where the rules you inherited bow to the wisdom you remember, where obedience becomes alignment, not appeasement, where faith feels like freedom, not fear. That's the kind of order that calls in overflow. When I finally started to see how much of what I called obedience was actually conditioning, Scripture came alive in a new way. Because the Bible never told us to be small. It told us to be fruitful. It told us to multiply. It told us to have dominion. Genesis 1:28 says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it." That's not a whisper of restraint. That's a command of expansion. But somewhere along the way, fruitful got rebranded as follow quietly. Subdue was twisted into submit. And women who carried creative fire were told to dim it in the name of being good. Here's the sacred correction. Divine order was never about shrinking. It was about structuring your power so it could last. It was never about silence. It was about sequence, putting the inner before the outer, the spirit before the striving. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." We heard that as a rule, but it's really a rhythm. Decently means with grace. Order means with alignment. It's God's way of saying, flow doesn't need force, it needs form. And Proverbs 31, the chapter so many women have been weighed against, doesn't describe a woman who waits for permission. It describes a woman who builds, who buys land, who creates commerce, who laughs at the days to come. That's divine structure and sovereign success wrapped in one passage. So when we talk about overflow and order, we're talking about restoring the original equation. Devotion plus discipline plus divine permission equals expansion. God was never withholding. He was waiting for us to realize that smallness was never holy. He was waiting for us to trust our own alignment enough to stop performing and start partnering. Because true obedience isn't about control. It's about co-creation. And that's what divine order really is. The choreography of abundance. You do your part, build the vessel, gather the jars, prepare the table, and then let spirit pour. Neville Goddard said, "You are already that which you seek." Overflow begins the moment you stop seeking permission to have what's already yours. The feeling of lack is simply the echo of an old identity, the good girl who thought she had to earn ease. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, "No man can take your good from you, but you can give it away through fear, doubt, or impatience." That's the energetic truth behind the distortion we talk about. Many of us weren't robbed of overflow. We handed it over, believing we had to qualify for it. Abraham Hicks teaches that the universe isn't responding to what you say you want. It's responding to the vibration you practice. If your energy says, I'm waiting to be deemed worthy, then even blessings wait. But the moment your energy says, I am already in right order with my source, everything you desire rushes forward to meet you. Metaphysically, order is coherence. It's when your actions, emotions, and beliefs finally speak the same language. It's the harmony between your doing and your deserving. And coherence creates conductivity. It's what allows divine current to flow without resistance. When I finally began releasing the good girl vibration, the one that confused compliance with faith, I could feel my frequency change. The tightness in my chest loosened. The striving softened. My prayers stopped sounding like negotiations and started feeling like conversations. Because overflow doesn't come to the exhausted. It comes to the expanded. It comes when your nervous system and your spirit agree that it's safe to receive. That's what preparing your spirit really means. Regulating your energy so abundance doesn't feel foreign when it arrives. Letting your body, your mind, and your heart believe that overflow is not indulgence, it's inheritance. So here's the metaphysical rebuke. When you reorder your inner world around freedom instead of fear, your outer world automatically expands to match it. Overflow isn't a miracle you chase. It's a rhythm you remember. Now take a deep breath and soften your shoulders. You've done enough for today just by being honest. Now let these questions meet you where you are, not to judge you, but to free you. Number one, where did I learn that being good meant being small? What words, teachings, or examples taught me that quiet, modest, or self-denying was safer than radiant? Number two, how have I mistaken obedience for overgiving? Where have I been performing devotion instead of practicing alignment? Number three, what beliefs about worthiness or timing still whisper that overflow must be earned? When did I first start believing that blessings come only after proving? Number four, where does my discipline turn into defense? How can I let structure serve me instead of protect me from disappointment? Number five, what does true alignment feel like in my body? How does it differ from control, pressure, or perfectionism? Number six, what good girl behaviors am I ready to release? The one that no longer match the woman I'm becoming. Number seven, how can I prepare for overflow without hustling for it? What systems, boundaries, or spiritual practices make me feel open, not overworked? Number eight, if I believe nothing could be withheld from me, what would I stop worrying about today? Write without editing. Let your pen become your permission slip. This isn't a to-do list. It's an allowing list. Every truth you name creates more room for divine order to fill you. Here's the sacred rebuke. You don't have to earn what already belongs to you. Overflow isn't withheld because you didn't do enough. It's withheld until you believe enough. God isn't punishing your patience. God is perfecting your preparation. He's not holding the blessing away from you. He's holding it in alignment until your spirit says yes to your own readiness. You've been disciplined. You've been devoted. You've done everything you were supposed to do. Now the invitation is to soften, to let faith finish what focus started. because true order isn't rigidity, it's rhythm. It's divine choreography. It's knowing that your job was never to make the miracle, only to make room for it. So breathe this in with me. I release the belief that I must prove myself worthy of overflow. I prepare in peace and I expect in faith. My structure is ready and my spirit is open. I am both disciplined and divinely led. I welcome ease into my excellence. I let divine order expand through me. I am the vessel and I am the evidence. My preparation is holy. My openness is powerful. My overflow is certain. You are not waiting for overflow. You are already standing in it. Every breath, every act of readiness, every surrendered thought is proof of divine order. So say it with me. I know who I play for. Overflow is my natural state. Order is my offering. And expansion is my expression. Take one deep, grounded breath. That's what alignment feels like. Calm, full, complete. That's overflow. If this episode spoke to your spirit, share it with someone who's been praying for more but afraid to soften into readiness. Let them know that divine order is not punishment, it's positioning. And if you're ready to live this daily, come inside Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich at happyhealthywholerich.com. That's where we practice this truth in real time, preparing our spirits, aligning our systems, and living in overflow with grace. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. In peace, in purpose, and in power. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.